Even though it hasn't been open for more than 35 years, Fagiani's Bar on the downtown Napa riverfront has been a familiar sight there since 1945. The building itself goes back another couple of generations, explains Steve Hasty, who now owns the two-story Main Street structure that was actually constructed by one Fred Martin in 1909.
It was originally the Thomas Restaurant. I have an old postcard dating 1910 that shows it as the Thomas Restaurant. In 1945, Fred Martin's widow sold it to Nicola Fagiani, and he put the tile bar front on it, the Art Moderne style tile, and he put the bar in it, and it's been a bar ever since.
That tile facade, luminous wide strips of deep blue and burgundy, has become a point of contention as Hasty sought to update and remodel the venerable building.
Part of that's a big seismic retrofit, modernize it with fire sprinklers and a new elevator, and to add a third floor to the back two-thirds of the rooftop, and then have the front third, about 500 square foot, to be an open rooftop patio.
All that, Hasty adds, would be done inside the existing walls, so both the tile facing and the older stone and glass front of the second story would remain unchanged. And his plans easily cleared their first regulatory hurdle.
Our first stop was the Cultural Heritage Commission, who's in charge of what they call the front-facing facade on historic structures. We received approval from them for our proposal on a 5-0 vote.
But Hasty says things got more complicated when he sought the necessary construction permits from the Napa Planning Commission.
If you watch it on the city's website, you'll see that they all are in favor of the third floor. They all love the third floor. They love the proposed use as a bar. What they don't like is the blue and burgundy tile.
Well, not exactly, says Napa Planning Director Rick Tooker.
The building, if you look at it, has two very historic architectural styles to it. It has this Second Renaissance Revival style, and it also has an Art Moderne style, which represents its 1940s architectural treatment. Well, when the applicant came along and said, okay, 2010, I'd like to add a third story to it, the Planning Commission's concerns were that the three elements needed to come together better. They needed to complement each other.
Hasty has been working hard to rally community support for his plans when the Planning Commission meets to take action on the project tomorrow night, but Tooker says that's not likely to change anything.
The Planning Commission's decision during its last meeting was already to deny the project. All they're doing this Thursday is adopting findings that support their decision.
That doesn't surprise Hasty, who is already preparing to take his case on appeal to the Napa City Council. Meanwhile, there's a tragic aspect of the building's history that is back in the news as well. The murder there of Nicola Fagiani's daughter, Anita, back in 1974.
One evening she was closing the bar, and she was bludgeoned and stabbed with a screwdriver in the back room. And, of course, her car was stolen, her purse was stolen, and none of it was ever found.
But recently, DNA evidence has linked a prison inmate from Colorado to the crime that kept the building shuttered for the past 3.5 decades. An inquiry that could lead to a long-delayed arrest and prosecution is now underway. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.